Radio Prague News.
The Czech Republic has welcomed the gains of the rebel forces fighting the Gaddafi regime, but has not formally recognized the Libyan National Transitional Council. The Civic Democratic Party has urged its coalition partners not to put the future of the Czech government at risk, and Topo 9 has denied having a hidden agenda in the Batora scandal. The Czech Republic has welcomed the gains of the rebel forces fighting the Gaddafi regime, but has not so far formally recognized the Libyan National Transitional Council as the only and legitimate representative of the Libyan people. A statement published by the Czech Foreign Ministry calls on Muammar Gaddafi to end the bloodshed and give himself up, opening the way to a new democratic Libya. The Czech Republic has expressed readiness to share its know-how in the transition to democracy and the process of political and economic reform. The Civic Democratic Party has urged its coalition partners not to put the future of the Czech government at risk. In a resolution passed on Tuesday morning, the party leadership indirectly criticized its coalition partner Topo 9, suggesting it was using the scandal surrounding state official Ladislav Batora to destabilize or even bring down the coalition government. A spokesman for the Civic Democratic Party said that if a coalition party wanted to walk out of the government, it should do so in a straightforward manner and not hide behind a pretext such as the Batora scandal. Topo 9 has threatened to leave the government unless Ladislav Batora, a controversial high-placed official at the Education Ministry, was sacked over insulting remarks he made about Topo 9 chairman and foreign minister Karel Schwarzenberg. The two officials have traded insults in the media in recent weeks, and Mr. Batora's boss, Education Minister Josef Dobes of Public Affairs, has refused to sack him, saying his employee enjoyed the right to freedom of expression as much as anyone else. Mr. Batora, who in the past ran for the ultra-right National Party, has also come under fire for his criticism of the recent gay rights parade in the Czech capital. The Topo 9 leadership, which met to debate the crisis on Tuesday, has denied allegations that it has a hidden agenda in the matter. However, it insists on Batora's dismissal before the government can become fully functional again. At present, Topo 9 ministers are boycotting government sessions and sending their deputies in their place. Meanwhile, Public Affairs is refusing to take the bait and maintains that in the light of Mr. Dobes' apology to Minister Schwarzenberg, it considers the matter closed. President Klaus's close aide, Petr Hayek, said on Tuesday he would take legal action against Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg for having insulted the office of the president. Mr. Hayek was referring to an interview for Tiden magazine in which the foreign minister said Mr. Klaus used his minions at Prague Castle to voice some of his more controversial stands. The remark was made in connection with Mr. Hayek's criticism of the recent gay rights parade in the Czech capital. Mr. Hayek said he could not let the matter rest since it was an insult to the office of the president, which he said was unacceptable even for a cabinet minister. Mr. Hayek recently also took Mr. Batora's side in his controversy with a foreign minister, suggesting that Mr. Batora had only defended himself against insults from the foreign minister. Public Affairs Parliamentary Group Leader Vít Bárta has asked to be stripped of his immunity to open the way for a criminal investigation. Mr. Bárta, who resigned as Transport Minister after being accused of bribing party members, says he has nothing to hide and wants to clear his name in court. Parliament's Immunity Committee is to make a recommendation on the case in late August. A vote will then take place in the lower house. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The Czech Republic is presently labouring under a heat wave with afternoon highs around 33 degrees Celsius. The extreme heat is expected to last until Friday when temperatures should hit 36 degrees. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.